Hello and welcome to the Breast Cancer Now podcast. This is a series that shares the stories of women and men who have had breast cancer. It's also where you'll hear the voices of our nurses, researchers and experts who help to provide support for today and hope for the future to anyone affected by breast cancer.
Today I'm joined by Juliet, who's the author of the blog bloomingcancer.co.uk. Juliet's calling in from her home in Hertfordshire today. Juliet had thought that having a breast reconstruction was an inevitable part of having a mastectomy, even though she felt uncomfortable about having one. In this episode, I'll be asking her about the moment she made the decision to live flat-chested. Juliet, thank you for joining me today.
Oh, it's really nice to be here and thank you for asking me.
So I wondered if you could start by telling me what happened when you first found a symptom of breast cancer.
Yes, of course. I actually didn't find any signs or symptom of my breast cancer. I didn't have any lumps or dents or anything. It was discovered when I went for my second routine mammogram, which is when I was 54. So I had no idea that there was anything wrong. I just went along thinking, yeah, well, I'll go for my mammogram. Everything is fine. No problem. So following the mammogram, I got a letter back calling me up to have further tests. You know, the letter was all very reassuring, and it sort of said, most people, there's nothing to worry about. It'll be a cyst or whatever. So right. I didn't really think anything of it. I thought, well, I'll go along, get it checked out, and then come home, and everything will be fine. So when I got there, I had ultrasound and biopsies. And as the morning went on, I got more and more concerned and suspicious. I was looking at the doctor's faces, and they didn't look that happy. So I kind of got an inkling that everything was not as it should be, even though they didn't say anything. I did ask if they thought that there was a tumour there, and the doctor said, well, it looks a bit suspicious, but I can't tell you. And I kind of looked at her face and thought, okay, right. That doesn't sound quite right. Anyway, so I went home. I was pretty certain in my own mind at that point that I did have breast cancer, although I hadn't been told. Yeah, it went on from there, really. I had to go back to the hospital a couple of weeks later, and that's when I got the news.
How did that feel, even though you felt like you knew you had breast cancer? How did it feel when you were actually told that you had a diagnosis?
Yeah, I thought that I had prepared myself for the worst. But when the doctor actually said, you know, I'm really sorry, but you have got breast cancer, it was like the bottom fell out of my world. It felt to me like I wasn't really listening anymore. I was completely shocked. I didn't really know what to think, to be honest. All I could hear was, you've got breast cancer, and to me at that point that meant you're going to die. It wasn't until we got out of the consultation and sat back in the car that the sort of realization really started happening. And fair to say that I sat there and had a good cry.
Yeah. And you started then with your treatment. What treatment did you have?
My first treatment plan was to have a wide local excision. It was on my left breast. And they thought that I would be able to have that and then radiotherapy because they hadn't done the full pathology at that point. That sounded pretty daunting to me anyway. But I kind of also realised and understood that that seemed quite not easy, but you know it could be a lot worse than that. So I had that lumpectomy a couple of weeks later, and then the results of that came back, and unfortunately they couldn't get clear margins because the cancer was bigger than they had expected, and also it was spread throughout my breast a lot more than they thought. Right. And so at that point, they'd also got the pathology back, which said that it was ER positive and HER2 positive. So the doctor who gave me those results told me, A, that I had to have a mastectomy, and B, I would have to have chemotherapy. So it all started to get a little bit more serious at that point.
Yeah. So, and just in case people listening aren't sure, ER positive and HER2 positive, could you just explain what that means?
Oh, yep. So my tumour was receptive to oestrogen, which I think means that it feeds on oestrogen to grow and to develop. And so that means that I would have hormone treatment, which is either sort of anastrozole, which is an aromatase inhibitor, or tamoxifen. And HER2 positive, I don't know what that stands for, but it's quite an aggressive cancer, and it means that I could have a drug called Herceptin, which was an injection every 3 weeks. And I think that's quite a new, reasonably new treatment within sort of 15 years, which makes the outlook a lot better for people with that kind of tumour.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for explaining that. So they realised that your cancer was a lot more spread than they had thought, and you'd have to have a mastectomy. How did you feel about that?
Safe to say that I was completely devastated at that, being told that. I'm not sure why, but the thought of having a mastectomy was one of my most, was something that I feared the most, actually. But I don't, you know, before I even had cancer, when I'd heard about someone having a mastectomy, I don't know why, but it just did something to me. So for me to be sitting in this doctor's room being told that I needed to have a mastectomy was, I was absolutely floored, to be honest. Floods of tears, again, very, very shocked. It was just a horrible, horrible thing to hear.
Yeah. Do you have any idea why you think that is? I mean, obviously there's so many reasons, but for you in particular.
I think it just always sounded to me like such a huge operation. And also maybe taking away some sort of femininity. You know, obviously breasts are very much tied up with how we feel as a woman. Well, that's what I thought anyway. And so the thought of losing one of my breasts, I thought that it would perhaps, you know, take away part of me, which, you know, physically it would, but yeah, emotionally as well. And I didn't really know how I was going to cope with that at all.
Yeah. And so what did you think at the time about a reconstruction? What did you know about having one?
Well, I didn't know anything about having a reconstruction because I had not come across anybody, friends or family, who'd had breast cancer. And so I kind of knew that one could reconstruct a breast, but I had no idea what it entailed. So after the surgeon had told me that I needed the mastectomy, he left me with one of the breast care nurses who started trying to explain to me what a reconstruction was, the different types, and all the different ways that you could do it. And she suggested to me that I would have the Dieppe flap reconstruction, which is where they take some of the tissue from your stomach and transplant it up to your chest to make a breast-shaped mound, I guess, and then connect all the veins and everything else that makes your body work. She then, because the thing is, I had very large breasts, they were double G cups, and so I think to have an implant was not going to be possible because it wouldn't be able to be big enough. So the Dieppe was my option. She then started showing me some photos of women who had had the mastectomy and then another photo of them after they'd had the reconstruction. So there was a whole slideshow of, I thought they were quite gruesome, actually. I didn't really like looking at them. They were called before and after, but I thought of them as after mastectomy and after reconstruction. So I'm not sure how much I took in. It seemed to go in a blur, and I don't know. I didn't think I took much of it in. So having seen all those photos and understood a bit more about what a reconstruction was going to be for me, I kind of said, yeah, okay, that seems fine, because I didn't really know that there were other options, because they weren't given to me, they weren't presented to me. It was, you're going to have a reconstruction. No, it was, you're going to have a mastectomy, so let's make you as you were again, you know, let's get you looking back, looking what you used to look like. So, yeah, you'll have a reconstruction.
And I said, so yeah. It almost felt as though it was the next step in the treatment.
Yes, that's how it felt
for me. In the
same way,
you'd have a mastectomy, then you have reconstruction straight after. And
Yeah, that's how it felt. The only thing was I wouldn't be able to have immediate reconstruction, because they thought that I was going to have radiotherapy. So I would have to wait a year, I think it is, after my reconstruction, my radiotherapy, so that, you know, my skin and the tissues and everything could recover. So I then had a meeting with a plastic surgeon, like about a couple of weeks later, who explained a little bit more about the procedure. And yeah, I kind of went, okay, that seems like the thing to do. So as far as I was concerned, I would have the DF reconstruction.
Yes. So was it because you were going to have a delayed reconstruction and that gave you some time to think about it? Was it because of that that you started to think, well, maybe I don't actually want one or need one?
I think that gave me the time, yes, to think about the whole procedure a little bit in more depth, because it was very much sold to me as a tummy tuck on the NHS. And I thought, well, that sounds really good, actually. I'm going to be able to go down a jean size. You know, actually, the breast care nurse actually said that to me. She said, you know, you'll get a tummy tuck, you'll be able to buy new clothes, you'll be slimmer, you know. And that's
interesting.
That's basically what she said to me. Yeah. And I thought, yeah, okay, that sounds really good. Oh, I'd love to be a size 10 in my jeans, you know, and I'll go and get a whole new outfit. But there were little seeds of doubt in my mind about, you know, what a long procedure it was, and that you could have complications, and that I would probably need to have another operation on my healthy breast to balance it up, to try and make them, you know, the same size and the same perkiness, I suppose. And that actually the affected breast, that would probably need to have more than one operation as well. So it was all sounding quite complicated and quite long. And also, I absolutely hate operations. I get really anxious about them. I'm sure nobody likes them, but I don't do very well with the thought of operations. So yes, I think having that time then I started thinking, well, do I actually want this? You know, shall I? So I started doing a bit more research, and I think it really was the idea of being operated on for, you know, maybe 6 or 8 hours that started to freak me out a little bit. So then I thought I'd look into it a little bit more.
Yeah. And how were you feeling at that point? So you'd had a single mastectomy. How did you feel having one breast and one side having been removed while you were thinking about all of this?
Yeah. So I think by the time I had the mastectomy, I had actually pretty much decided in my own mind that I wasn't going to have reconstruction.
There were about three weeks
before I had the mastectomy, and I started to research, and I think I had decided in my own mind that I wasn't going to have the reconstruction. And I actually went back and asked my surgeon if he would remove both of them at the same time, to which the answer was definitely not. So when I started to research, I literally typed in to Google, you know, does anybody not have reconstruction after a mastectomy? And lo and behold, the answer came back, yes, there are lots of women who don't have reconstruction and are happy to live, you know, without a breast. And then I came across this Facebook group called Flat Friends, which was one of those light bulb moments to me, because I kind of went on there and thought, oh my goodness, there are actually hundreds and maybe thousands of women living without having a reconstruction, and they all seem okay and quite happy, and they don't feel like freaks, they don't feel that there's anything wrong with them, and actually they feel really good. So I joined that secret group and got a lot of support from them, so chatted to some of the members, and they really did help me to kind of make my mind up that I wouldn't have reconstruction.
Yeah. By a secret group, do you mean private group? So someone could ask to join on Facebook, and so anyone listening, if they wanted to, if they were thinking about it, they could go on.
Yes,
and join
there
the group
is a
too.
There's a public Flat Friends Facebook group, which anybody can go onto, and then there's a little button that says if you want to join, send a message to join our closed group, and anybody who is either completely flat or has one breast with no reconstruction, anybody can ask to join. And when you get into that closed group, that's where we have all our discussions, you know, about things that you wouldn't really want to be public. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So you can ask any kind of questions you want.
Yeah. And people post photos, you know, what it looks like, how their scar is, how it's, you know, yeah, all that kind of thing.
Yeah. And so you eventually did end up having both of your breasts removed, and having a double mastectomy. How did you feel when you recovered from that surgery and had realised that you'd managed to get what you had wanted, rather than having a reconstruction which you'd originally thought you were going to have?
Yeah. Well, when I had my first mastectomy, which is my left one, I hated it, actually. I woke up and felt it was very traumatic, because I hadn't wanted to have a mastectomy in the first place. So when I woke up, it was awful. I really didn't like it at all. And it took me probably a couple of days to look properly to see what my chest was like without the breast there. But I gradually got more used to it, and obviously it was that was how it was. So I felt like I had to get used to it, and eventually I started to feel fine about it. You know, I looked in the mirror, it healed quite well, and I actually started to like my flat side a lot more than the side with my breast on, and I felt very, very, very lopsided with just the one breast, and so I finally persuaded my surgeon that he would to remove my second breast, because I just kind of kept asking him every time I saw him and said, I don't feel happy being so unsymmetrical, wearing a huge prosthesis in my bra. It just wasn't how I wanted to live the rest of my life. But he eventually agreed, because, you know, to be honest, it was affecting how I walked, it was affecting how I stood, it was affecting a lot of things in my life. And I did have to have a psychological assessment as well. So, you know, it all happened. And when I woke up after my second mastectomy, I actually felt amazing, which was great. Obviously, that you know, it's still a little, you have to get used to how you look without any breasts, but I felt really good. The second mastectomy was a lot easier to heal from as well and to recover from. And I knew that I'd made the right decision for me.
Yeah. Yeah. What was it about waking up having neither of your breasts? What was so elating about that, do you think?
I think it was because I had achieved what I wanted to achieve. And I just felt very empowered by having made a decision about my body. I mean, it's a decision that not so many people make, but it just made me feel really good about myself. And, you know, for me to have an elective surgery is a very big deal, because I hate having operations. So to put myself through that meant to me that, you know, it was definitely something that I really wanted.
Yes.
And so having achieved it, having woken up fine, it just felt really great. And to know that I wouldn't be lopsided anymore, I could wear any clothes I wanted. I could be any size. If I want to wear prosthesis, I can wear whatever size I want. It just felt right for me.
I think you picked out the point, which is actually so key here, which is that it was your decision and you felt so empowered because you've been able to make the right decision for your body. And that's something that every woman should be able to do, whether they want reconstruction, whether they don't, whether they want sort of flat-chested. It's so important to empower someone to make the right decision for themselves. And I think people reading, like when you found Flat Friends and could see other people's stories, being able to see a real range of choices that women have made and realise that there's lots of different options, that's really important too.
Yeah, definitely, because there are loads of women on Flat Friends who, we call them uni boobers, so they're living very happily with one breast, you know. And again, that wasn't for me, but it is for them. And I just think, as you say, it's every woman who goes through this horrible breast cancer, you know, should be able to choose how they want to live the rest of their life. And so many women have reconstruction, and that's great because that's what they want, you know. And if they can achieve that, I'm all for that. I just think it's all about choice, and it's all about being given all of the options so that you can make an informed choice.
Yeah, absolutely. And Juliet, how do you feel about your body and your identity now? I mean, you've done some absolutely beautiful photo shoots, which we've got on your blog on our site, which people can have a look at, where you show both of your scars. But how do you feel about your body now?
Well, it's very strange, but I like it a lot more now than I did when I had my breasts, even taking into account how much I was devastated about having mastectomy. The fact that my breasts are gone now is fine with me. I'm only 5'2". I'm quite a little woman. And my breasts were double G cup, and they were enormous, and they just didn't really suit my body, I don't think. I mean, I know that having breast cancer is quite an extreme way of not having them anymore, but I feel like my body is a lot more, it just suits me better now than it did before. I'm quite an active person as well, and now that it's 3 years from my diagnosis, I feel a lot fitter. I can do a lot more exercise, and it's just a lot easier to do it without these large breasts of mine. Yeah, I like my body. I like my scars a lot, actually. They're kind of a sign of what I've gone through. You know, and I like them. I like looking at them. And that's why I kind of do the photo shoots, to show that I feel happy, strong, confident. I still feel like a woman. I still wear pretty clothes. If I want to wear a nice dress, I can put my prosthesis on and do that, you know. And if I want to just wear a scruffy old t-shirt or whatever, then that, you know, that's fine as well. But I definitely feel feminine, and I definitely feel like a woman. And an interesting thing that I have noticed is that since I've been flat, nobody looks at me. I mean, I thought they would. I thought everybody would just go, oh my goodness, she's got no breasts. But I don't get looked at, and I certainly got looked at a lot more when I had large breasts than I do now, which is weird.
Well, just to finish off today then, I wondered if you, or what you would say to someone who's having a mastectomy at the moment.
Yeah, I thought about this quite a lot. I think I would say just try to take your time, if it's possible, you know, before you make decisions about what you want to do after mastectomy. You know, don't try not to get rushed into making a decision that might not be right for you. You know, make sure you ask lots of questions, and you know, there are loads of resources out there. You know, obviously breast cancer care, you've got the, you know, your helpline, the forum. There's also Someone Like Me, which I'm actually a volunteer for now. And
So someone like me is another service we run where we put people in touch with trained volunteers like Juliet, who've had a similar experience to you. You can find that on our website.
And I'd say that that's a great resource to, you know, to take advantage of, you know, and just try to think about exactly what it is you would like to do afterwards. I'd also say that, as I've said, it was a massive shock to me and very traumatic to be told that I needed a mastectomy. But, you know, I feel fine about it now, and I've adjusted, and at the end of the day, the cancer's gone. So clearly the mastectomy was the right thing that I needed to do. So even though it can sound frightening and scary and horrible, I think it's, you know, if you could just get your courage up and go for it, you'll be okay, hopefully.
Thank you, Juliet. Thank you so much for sharing your story with us.
You're welcome. It's been really good to chat.
So as Juliet mentioned, if you want to talk through different options for reconstruction or speak to someone who's had a similar experience to you, you can look up Someone Like Me online, and you can either speak to people over the phone or by email.
Thank you for listening to the Breast Cancer Now podcast. Make sure to subscribe to our channel on your preferred podcast service to hear our next episode. If you have any questions or concerns from listening today, you can find information on our research, services and campaigning on our website at breastcancernow.org.